This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. We'll talk to one of the guys who just took part in the island. Graham Sheldon is coming up. But first, men will lie to appear more masculine when their masculinity is called into question. According to researchers at the University of Washington, men who were led to believe they fell short of the ideals of manliness, like told their hand grip strength was less than it really is, would overcompensate lying about their height, number of past romantic relationships, and athleticism, while men who were told their grip is average would not. The researchers referred to Johnny Cash's A Boy Named Sue, in which the title character becomes scrappy and prone to fighting when his name is mocked, as an example. They also note that women are under pressure to live up to feminine ideals and can similarly exaggerate femininity to demonstrate gender norms. This research shows that men are under strong perceptive norms to be a certain way, and they work hard to correct the image they project when their masculinity is under threat. A majority of men surveyed admit they name their penis. Researchers found that 7 out of 10 men did it, and 72% of men go for a masculine name like Hercules or Troy, while the rest go for a funny name like Russell the Muscle. According to a blogger, the awfulness of naming your private parts after an ancient warrior like Hercules has all the predictability of a used car showroom. Graham Sheldon was one of the contestants on the island.
It's really a little bit of a modern social experiment that Bear Grylls trying to find out if modern man has gone soft, still have what it takes with a big old question mark. And 14 of us are dropped off on an island, and it's the story of us surviving for a month.
So how is this different from Survivor?
Well, it's no prizes, just survival. I mean, we don't win anything. There's no big cash prize at the end. There's a little less scheming, I think, which comes from not having that competition element. But it is a competition with ourselves. It's absolutely 100% a mental game to survive out there. But it's a competition to find food, water, shelter, and make fire.
Now, are the 14 of you all together, or are you separate and just trying to survive on your own?
I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but for the most part, we do stay together. There's absolutely a band of brothers element. I mean, there's safety in numbers, and I think you see that on the show.
Now, is there any wildlife on this island that would come and disrupt your sleeping?
Well, I mean, it's a wild environment. It's a jungle. It's an uninhabited island. So, yeah, there's absolutely wildlife that interrupts our sleeping and crawls over us at night. And it's, we're out there, you know. It's not a tent and sleeping bag sort of situation. And before this, I mean, I'm not a camping guy. So my only camping experience prior to this was Fort Wilderness and Disney World Orlando. So I didn't have a ton of survival training going into this.
And did you get to meet Bear Grylls? Is he actually part of this, or he just set this all up for you?
No. Yeah, so Bear Grylls is there on the first day and the last day. That's when we saw him. And he gives us a day of survival training with his survival team before we go out into the field. So he did give us the tools we needed, at least knowledge-wise, to survive out there.
All right, so having done this, I know it's already in the can, so you've already gone through this. Would you do it again?
You know, I get asked this all the time, and honestly, my answer is no. I wouldn't do this again. I think I've said all I need to say. I think I've proven myself in a way. I think this is it for me in terms of survival shows. I think this is the most real survival show on television, and I don't think anything else trumps it, to be quite honest.
All right, so now you're back to civilian life. Tell everybody what you do.
I'm a producer and shooter. So I film feature films, commercials, documentaries. So I'm a professional camera operator and producer.
All right, so that doesn't sound quite as dangerous.
Well, I mean, you know, I filmed in Chernobyl, I filmed in deserts, so there is certainly a danger element to my job, but it was nothing like my experience on the island. The island is by far the hardest filming gig I have ever had, bar none.
Well, we wish you all the best. We'll be watching the island on NBC. Graham, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
With Graham Sheldon of The Island, I'm Mike Bennett. You're listening to America Weekend. America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. Dave and Sally don't regret having kids, but it's been very expensive to raise them. Dave decided to get a vasectomy to avoid any costly mistakes in the future. Unfortunately, his doctor botched the operation and Sally became pregnant. Now the couple is suing the doctor. But what can they sue him for? Since they can't sue for pain, suffering, or mental distress, how have they been damaged? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
With the great cast and a heart of gold, the second best exotic Marigold Hotel is worth checking into. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Dave and Sally can sue the doctor who botched the vasectomy for the average cost of raising a child to adulthood. And that's the final verdict.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Did you know over 90% of American households use paper towels? What does that mean? Turns out over 3,000 tons of paper towels go into the trash every day. 3,000 tons of anything heading to landfill daily is amazing enough, but when it's something as airy and light as a paper towel, it's especially hard-hitting. Now add all the other items from your garbage can on top. Funny, we're taught the Great Wall of China is the largest man-made structure in the world. But no more. The largest man-made structure is now a landfill site called Fresh Kills that New York City's been using for 50 years. It's almost 5 square miles in size, and so much garbage was dumped there that at its peak, the dump was 80 feet higher than the Statue of Liberty. Getting rid of paper towels will reduce 4 million cubic feet of landfill and prevent 864,000 trees from being cut down.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.